The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, your host, the velvet-voiced vixen. We're going to get started tonight with music from Aaron Carrera. This is Feels Like Home.
Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself in your arms. Something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, and how long I felt so low. If you knew there's a light. If you knew how much this moment means to me, and how long I've waited for your touch. If you knew
tonight. My guest on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is the multi-talented actress, singer-songwriter, comedian, and award-winning playwright, Aaron Carrera. You may have seen her doing stand-up at the Comedy Store in Hollywood or caught her cabaret show at the House of Blues on Sunset. Erin's talents know no bounds, as is evident from her upcoming one-woman show, Stand Upra. Welcome to the show, Erin.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I want to start with the music, if we can, because it is the subject of your new one-woman show, Stand Upra. How did you develop such a wide range of musical taste?
Yeah, well, that's partially what the show is about. One of the things that happens is when I tell people I'm a singer, and they, of course, ask, what kind of music do you sing? And I say, well, I'm a classical pop crossover Broadway jazz singer-songwriter. It's not normally a category found on Pandora or, you know, or Amazon. So, you know, I've been singing as long as I can remember. My parents say I've been singing as long as I could speak. And I started singing in church. You know, my parents founded a church. I sang in church every week. And while I was in choir, one of the director of our choir, which was called Psalm 100, our director said, hey, do you want to learn how to really sing? And I said, yes, because, of course, I was dying to learn how to sing. I wanted to be the next Celine Dion. And so she started giving me voice lessons. And as she was training me, she was trained classically, this huge opera voice just popped out of what was at that time a tiny little body. And we were all kind of like, what? Right? So I started singing opera in competitions. But meanwhile, I was doing musicals in high school. And then I went to music school. And I got into a little trouble. This is part of the show, so I don't want to give away too many
don't
details,
give it away. But
yeah, yeah. Okay. But I got into a little trouble, and I dropped out of conservatory and started a rock band. So rock and roll was my way to rebel, of course. I mean, who rebels by singing opera, for goodness sake? But, like, you know, only Ace Frehley's kid gets to rebel by singing opera. So, you know. So, and then from there, it was sort of like I spent the next 2 years in a rock band, and I was writing songs, but then I got an opportunity to sing with this very cool cabaret, and I thought, why the hell not? And I took it. As I was experimenting with all these different styles, a sort of style of my own came through, and I say it's sort of like if Andrea Bocelli and Bette Midler had a kid who hung out a lot with Leonard Cohen. I mean, that's sort of me.
It's a little hard to visualize that mentally,
yeah,
but
well,
yes.
Maybe not physically. But I know it is hard. But then when I sing, you know, I tend to sing a lot of things that say somewhere between Annie Lennox and Andrea Bocelli. You know, I do incorporate a lot of classical-esque into my more adult contemporary songs. I have recently sung in musicals. I sang in a rock musical where I played Cynthia Lennon, John Lennon's first wife. And that's sort of a niche that's really great for me. You know, like if you were to think about, okay, let's take, for example, the band Heart or a singer like Linda Ronstadt, because I sound a lot like Linda Ronstadt. In this day and age, Linda would probably be singing only country. She, you know, because we're a little bit overly niche-oriented until your third or fourth album, and then you can branch out. I mean, so when we do get artists like, say, Adele or Amy Winehouse, and we're like, whoa, that's so retro and amazing, we're just so hungry for diversity, you mm-hmm. know, that we want that. And I think we're going to return to a time of more diversity pretty soon anyway, myself. So, boy, I went off a tangent.
That's outstanding.
The state of music in 2015. That's why I sing everything.
Now, aside from being a gorgeous Hollywood actress, I always think of you as a comedian because you're just so hilarious. Now, are you naturally funny, or did you have a role model for your humor?
Well, sort of both. So here's what happened. When I was little, I would always say things that were completely true and honest for me, and everyone would start laughing. A really brief example of my kind of, the style of comedian I am, it's a physical comedy thing, but when I was 11, I was chubby, and I had these Coke bottle glasses, but I thought I was glamorous, and I was dancing in a school talent show, and we were dancing to a song called Walk Like an Egyptian from the 80s, and I came out, unbeknownst to everyone that I was going to do this, I came out wearing only a sheet. And I had put Kohl, very dark sort of eyeliner on my eyes. And I thought I was very glamorous, but in reality, I was this chubby little kid with really funky hair, Coke bottle glasses, and the eyeliner streaming down my face because it was hot and sweaty. The school didn't have air conditioning. Dancing like an Egyptian, you know. Exactly. So here's me thinking I'm just this glamorous dancer. And of course, in reality, I'm more like Miss Piggy or, you know, I don't know who the counterpart would be, one of the, you know, actual Bangles. Anyway, so as an adult, the same thing kept happening. I would say things and people would laugh and laugh and laugh. And then when I would try to crack jokes, they'd be really obtuse. So I sort of actually decided that I knew I had the ability to make people laugh, but I didn't understand why I was funny. So I took a stand-up comedy class from a guy in Hollywood here named Jerry Katzman, who's great. Highly recommend it for anyone who wants to do stand-up or just wants to feel more confident. It was great. He taught me why things are funny, what makes things funny, so that I could go, oh, that's why when I would tell people about my love life, they would find it hilarious when I was brokenhearted, because it's what connects us, what makes us all connected together, something we can all relate to. And it's like, it's what's really hard about dating or what's really weird about dating, you know, things like that, that make us all connect up to something. What makes us laugh is actually what's painful in life. You know, if you think about why we're like, why are the comedians the ones most likely to have problems, committing suicide, hurting themselves? Usually there, it comes from pain. You know, comedy comes from pain, and our laughter is our way to heal from that. That's why when people like opera and stand-up, I think actually there's a direct connect, because both of these art forms are very much about taking the hardest parts of being human and attempting to elevate it via laughter or via this beautiful music into another kind of experience. It's very healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have so many parts of your personal talent base, and that they work together in very interesting ways. What are you working on now?
Oh, well, at this very moment, I have a couple other projects I'm working on. I am recording the theme to a new Italian film. The film is called La Battaglia di Cortina, The Battle of Cortina. It's shooting in Sardinia by a director named Piero Sanna. And he's sort of known in the U.S., but really very well known in Europe. It's based on true events. And so I'm recording the theme. I'll be singing throughout that film. Wow. And I actually get to make an appearance in the film. I'm so excited. I get to go to Sardinia to be in the film as the featured singer as well. That was a stroke of luck. That came completely on accident, that opportunity. And then I'm also writing an action thriller screenplay. It's kind of a sci-fi. It's a little bit of a genre bender. Surprise, surprise, that I would bend genres. It's sort of like along the lines of a Bourne Identity or Minority Report, but involving spirituality and psychic abilities. I'm writing that with my partner, who's also a screenwriter and a novelist. He's Italian, so he's not as well known here, but it's his project that I started working on with him. And then I have a couple other projects that once Stand Opera is off and running, then I'll return working on a magical realism novel. I've been writing for a few years, but I've taken a few months off to focus on Stand Opera.
Where can our listeners come to see your new one-woman comedy, Stand Opera?
Well, Stand Opera is going to be running at a theater called The Actors Company, The Other Space, because they have three theaters there. And The Actors Company is at it's 916 North Formosa Avenue in West Hollywood. It's right by the Target there in West Hollywood.
Oh, sure.
Kind of up the street. Tons of parking.
Tons of parking. Always a plus in L.A.
You're like, oh, no, that's one of the reasons I chose that space, because there was tons of parking and they'll be selling booze. So the things we must do to attract people. But it's part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. So you can go to my Hollywood Fringe page for tickets. There's a shortened URL, which is hff15.org. as in Hollywood Fringe Festival 2015. So hff15.org/2212.
And if that's too much, they can also go to www.standopera.com?
Yep, they can go to standopera.com. They can Google Stand Opera. I'm the only person that I've ever heard of doing Stand Opera.
And there are shows Friday, June 5th 8 p.m.
Yep.
Saturday, June 13th at 4:30 p.m. if you like a matinee. Saturday the following week, June 20th at 5 p.m. And Sunday, June 21st at 7 p.m.
Yep. There's also performances June 25th and 27th at like 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m.
Wow. Fantastic.
So, yeah.
I got to check it out. Everybody,
please do.
Yeah, got to come hear Erin sing. She's amazing. I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to play you out with a song. This is Erin singing La Vie en Rose.
Les yeux qui font peser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà les portraits sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots d'étude. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur. Il n'est pas de bonheur, dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit. Plus en finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des envies, des chagrins se fassent, heureux à mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur. Il n'est pas de bonheur, dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, là je ris pour la vie.
Music from Katie Lang.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 a.m. and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
Someone wise once said that Elvis is alive and he's a woman. Here's Katie Lang singing a song, well, pretty much like no one else could. This is Western Stars from her Shadowland CD.
Western stars light up the sky. Hear the desert wind roll by tonight. Western stars can break your heart. They keep shining when we're apart tonight. Tonight. I watch, I wait. How long will my heart ache tonight? I watch, I wait. My heart is bound to break tonight. Western stars light up the sky tonight. I'm alone to cry tonight.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and we're on the air every week at this time. Here's something brand new from a band called The Wind.
He's a sweet Fight and like a special girl. Guy. From the jump, he caught your eye, and I'm your closest friend. I know how this always ends. Before he locks you in his lips, let me share a few good tips. You need to learn how to fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. If you wanna win, gotta fight like a girl. Fight like a girl if you wanna win.
he calls, don't call him back. You'll be open for attack. If he hints that he may stray, don't enter into the fray. He will play you for a fool. It's time that you went back to school. You need to learn how to fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. If you wanna win, you gotta fight like a girl. Fight like a girl if you wanna win. Man, the diplomatic, man, they keep their cool, but when a woman gets mad, you better clear the room. Man, negotiate, man, they compromise, but when a woman gets mad, she'll scratch up both your eyes. There's a plan that we must hatch. If you want the perfect match, and in time I'll make you see, the only one for you is me. And all those games will leave you flat, knocked unconscious on the mat. You need to learn how to fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. If you wanna win, you gotta fight like a girl.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog, Carolyn Fox Rocks. You know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. This is from Don Miggs, his Late Night and Early Morning CD with Don't Fix Me.
There's some things that can't be fixed, and some you wouldn't wanna. You're too much that and none of this. Don't waste time any longer. Enough, enough, enough. I've had enough, enough, enough. Don't try. This any better? We talk all night, forgive each other. We won't unleash the tether. You're stuck with you, stuck with you. And I've got who I am. Don't try. And I've got the bruises, the scars, and the scrapes. So don't try to fix me, 'cause I like being blind. We'll be right back.
coming up, we have music from Dorado. This is Al's song.
Well, he burned your nose
when he went to light a cigarette.
I turned to go,
decided not to leave. Just yet,
third bottle,
just shaking your head a bit.
You need to stabilize,
kid. Maybe you should sit.
Well, I know things are looking down, but there's wisdom at your level. Your head said, where's that crown? I thought I saw you sinking, but I know you can breathe underwater. Out next year, you're almost done, said. Well, so.
I saw your face smoking.
Started laughing so hard.
I started choking.
Well, one more chuckle.
And you start to wobble.
And ask for a mouthful of what's in your bottle.
Well, we got lighted fast off the bottle. Yeah.
We all drank and shared our thoughts.
What's from a red car remedy? Have a lady to soothe those enemies. Made the night air warmer and held off the storm.
So I made my move,
but you just wait with that
silly grin and you smell like wine.
But so mean, so however you define.
Chloe Baker.
Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is Love Won't Make You Cry from Bitter's Kiss featuring Chloe Baker.
When the morning comes, I'll make you wish the sun would hide away.
When my wife went home to her mother, boys, I turned it up a notch. at home. I said, no need to hurry back, babe, I got plenty going on. Day three, she says, who's there with you? Ain't no use in denying. I asked her, how's your mother? She says, now I know you're lying. Day five, she shouts, I'm coming home to cleanse our house of sin. She found me face down on the floor with my three special friends. Oh, you might call it cheating, call it lying, but it's not. The good book's got no rules about Fritos, barbecue, and scotch. Let's see.
CarolynFoxRocks.com. When it comes to Southern music, there is no one like Maria Muldaur to bring it home. For I Am a Woman CD, this is Southern Music.
I heard you playing on the day I was born. On summer evenings and on frosty morns. You always make me think of Mom and Dad. Whoa, Southern music, why are you so sad? God gave you the sunshine. And just a little snow. And you can spit on the ground and scratch it with a hoe. Throw in a seed and watch it grow and grow and grow. Lord, all in all, lifetime so sad. Whoa, 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 Southern music, why are you so sad? magnolias bloom. With a perfume beyond compare, walking on the levee with little Johnny Clare, smelling the flowers that he gave me for my hair. Lord, I'd give $1 million just to go back. Oh, southern music, why are you so blue? It hasn't changed that much since yesterday. Most of the kids grew up and they up and moved away, searching for something that they already had. Oh, 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 southern music, why are you so sad? Southern music, why are you so sad? Whoa, oh, oh, southern music, why are you so sad?
After the break, we have a special request, music from Spottiswood and McMahon.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
This next tune goes out to Betty, a special request, a track from Spottiswood and McMahon, Wooden Chair.
I'll be over very soon. Sit down on your wooden chair in your sunny living room. Let me find you there. I can take a little time if you have some things to do. Anything you say is fine, it's up to you. You can take me to a movie if you want. You may have to listen to me if you don't. Understand me when I say I don't have to see you now. I like to tease myself sometimes, anyhow. Look out of your kitchen window, you will see the sun is slowly sinking into the balcony. Thank you.
to say you're sorry, I understand. There will always be tomorrow as we planned. So sit down on your wooden chair in your same living room. Let me come and find you there very soon.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is on the air every week at this time. This is a track from Diane Krall. Peel me a grape.
Peel me a grape. Crush me some ice. Skin me a peach. Save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. You've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me. Bejew me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Pop me a cork. French me a fry. Crack me a nut. Bring a bowl full of bonbons. Chill me some wine. Keep standing by. Just entertain me. Champagne me. Show me you love me. Kid, love me. Best way to cheer me. Cashmere me. I'm getting hungry. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler. Skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Sent out for scotch. Boil me a crab. Cut me a rose. Make my tea with the petals. Just hang around. Pick up the tab and never outthink me. Just mink me. Polar bear rug me. Don't bug me. New thunder burn me. You heard me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler. Skip when I snap. When I say do it. Make my tea with the petals. Just hang around. Pick up the tab. Never outthink me.
I just make me polar bear rug me. Don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me, I am getting hungry.
Thank you for taking this musical journey with us tonight. We invite you to come back next week when we'll have more music. Check out our website at cfoxrocks.com. You can find out what I've been up to on my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Spelled just the way your teacher would want you to spell it. No tricks. We're going to play you out tonight with a tune from Squirrel Nuts at Verse. This is That Fascinating Thing.